Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, March 5th. That's right. Happy Friday. Let's go ahead and kick your day off with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, first things first, it is Friday. Hopefully, your weekend is going to be spectacular. But remember that it is free agency season, all right? The Friday proverbial 5 o'clock news dump is just around the corner, so brace yourself and make sure you subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show. Leave a rating, write a review, because when news breaks, we're going to have you covered. Now, let's talk about the news. Let's start in Pittsburgh. That's right, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who had one of the all-time collapses throughout the end of the 2020 season, announced a new contract for quarterback Ben Roethlisberger for the 2021 season. There was a little bit of consternation about this subject when the offseason first began, a lot of people wondering whether or not Roethlisberger had played his last season in the black and gold, but that is not the case. Big Ben reduced his salary from $19 million to $14. What a nice guy Ben is. Overall, the cap hit was lowered for Ben Roethlisberger, with the overall ramifications here by about $15 million. Ben Roethlisberger said, "I am grateful to be at this stage of my career and more than happy to adjust my contract in a way that best helps the team to address other players who are so vital to our success." I don't know if you're more than happy to give up $5 million, but it sounds like Ben Roethlisberger is more than happy not have to pack up, moving sucks, and find a new team. Onward, the New Orleans Saints restructured the contract of kicker Will Lutz, which, again, this is the time of year where you see a lot of salary cap trickery. The New Orleans Saints certainly are not foreign to that, but the Saints also handled another member of their kicking unit. They released longtime punter Thomas Morstead. Morstead had been around the Saints for 12 years, a big part of the New Orleans community. Lots of changes happening. We're seeing so many, you know, people that we had grown so accustomed to seeing with certain teams now having to find different squads to play for. Morstead said, "I'm overwhelmed with gratitude and thanks. My whole experience with this organization has been outstanding." Our final move on the NFL salary cap front, get ready for Matt Campbell's Detroit Lions, because they are going to be moving on without cornerback Desmond Trufant. They announced on Thursday that they will be releasing him at the start of the league year. By the by, Desmond Trufant played a lot for current Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. You know, check out Blog of the Voice for more on that. Anyway, let's talk about some other news. The great Jason Peters appeared on Good Morning Football on Thursday and obviously was asked about new member of the Indianapolis Colts, Carson Wentz. Peters talked about, you know, no animosity there. Obviously, big fan of Carson, and said, "It's also Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a hard city to play in. You have to bring it every play, every year. Otherwise, they will eat you up, man." Yes, they will. They threw batteries or snowballs, whatever it was, at Santa Claus. Santa Claus, baby. Moving on, NFL Network's James Palmer noted that Denver Broncos general manager George Patton said, "With regards to Von Miller, we want to bring Von back." Remember, it has been a long time since we have seen Von roaming opposing backfields. He also noted, James Palmer noted, that he reported an extension or new deal was on the table earlier this week, and that is still possible for Von Miller. Von has said that he wants to finish his career with the Denver Broncos. We will see what happens for the 2011 second overall pick. Also, the Broncos are reportedly planning to tender running back Philip Lindsay at an unspecified level. Why is this important? Philip Lindsay was undrafted, so they can't even tender him at an original round tender because there was no original round. Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach of J.J. Watt's Arizona Cardinals, was asked if Larry Fitzgerald will be returning. That's right. Larry Fitzgerald is a free agent wide receiver, one that did not make the starting lineups of either myself or Rob Stats Guerrero when we discussed all the would-be free agent wide receivers on Thursday's episode of The Look Ahead. You should look behind and check that out here on the SB Nation NFL Show. But Coach Kingsbury was asked again if Larry Fitzgerald would be returning and said, "I don't know anything." Sure you don't, Cliff. Sure you don't. Staying in the NFC West, the Seattle Seahawks released long time wide receiver Josh Gordon, who wants to play with his old friend Johnny Manziel. Hullabaloo, connect to Johnny Manziel. Josh Gordon did tweet out that he asked for his release, so no issue there. The Kansas City Chiefs announced some news on Thursday. That's right. The reigning AFC champions twice over announced a partnership for naming rights to their stadium. There are so few NFL stadiums left with classic names. Obviously, you've got Lambeau Field up in Green Bay. forever, obviously, Kansas City has been Arrowhead Stadium. That is no longer the case. Get ready for GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. That is quite the mouthful. Finally here, obviously, we're all still waiting on the Deshaun Watson shoe to drop. I mentioned maybe that's going to happen in the 5 o'clock news dump. Who knows? I'm just saying. Either way, this week on the Huddle and Flow podcast, Jalen Ramsey was a guest. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey is not Deshaun Watson, but he was asked about the situation, and he said, "I highly doubt Deshaun would suit up in a Texans uniform again. He's extremely serious." By the by, Jalen Ramsey and Deshaun Watson do share an agent. Read into that what you will. Hopefully you read something great, whether it's a book, a magazine, maybe it's a post on SBNation.com. Whatever you're doing this weekend, we hope you're living right. We hope this is the best weekend that you ever have. Make sure to subscribe right here to the SBNation NFL show. Leave a rating, write a review, and like I said, have the best weekend ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you on Monday.